Hi guys, this is J King Direct, and I would like to welcome you, the viewer, to the Direct Mind podcast. We're featured on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also Google Podcasts, just to name a few. And this season, we're going to be interviewing a lot of different kinds of people. Some are motivational speakers, some are artists, others are also business people. That way we can get you guys a variety of content. And I won't just be hosting, I'll be also featuring other co-hosts. Now we will be on for season two. Stay tuned.
Good evening. My name is Wanda T. Brown, the author of Willing My Way Back to Health by Faith.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a model. I'm an author. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a Mary Kay consultant. I work various jobs and management positions. I love my life. Even through the challenges and things I've been through, you have to be willing. You have to understand who you are. And faith is assurance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. I live from my innermost being inwardly, and it manifests outwardly because you can't outperform your own conscious. I live from imagination. I imagine how I want my life to look inwardly and outwardly. I have power to speak those things forth because I believe in my dreams and in my goals. You have love in your heart. You must radiate love to the universe so it can return 100-fold back to you and come back FedEx Express prompt delivered in your life, world, and affairs. I use wisdom. That's that inner knowing, inner knowledge. I eliminate people, places, and things that no longer serve their purpose in my life. I don't serve their purpose. They don't serve me. I order my steps in God's way and not my own. Even when you default back to stuff, you can pick yourself back up and keep going forward because life's going to show up. Obstacles, things going to happen. And then you have strength to go on and your life can be whatever you choose it to be. And I had some health challenges on my path. I had two brain hemorrhages. I had sarcoidosis. I had broke my ankle. I got a plate and six screws. I had tumors. I just had some things that they even said I wasn't going to be here living, but I'm here standing strong, going forth. I made a decision. I can do whatever I want, the desire in my heart. I take care of my details, and my deliverance comes from God. So I thank you for allowing me to be a guest on your podcast and being able to share inspirational things to the whole world and universe. So I appreciate you and thank you for allowing me to be a part of your experience as well.
I hear your journey. What makes it so unique is the fact that, you know, you've been a survivor through all of these things. Now, a little bit about what we do here on the Direct Mind. I think to be able to heal people, be able to see how people can be able to be improved, and also to see how a lot of different things are affecting not just us in our community, but in our overall health. And I really resonate with your story and the fact that you do write about these things. Some people don't even talk about it. So how do you feel that journey impacted you when you began to be a author and living through your faith?
A journey was so real that everything that happened to us in life is an experience. Sometimes it seems bad, but out the lessons, you get a blessing. I'm still here to share my story. Whatever things happen, at first I was like, why me, God? Why is all this stuff coming in my life, you know? but it was some things, stress. I had some bad, God forgive me, marriages happen. Things happen in the family, jobs, people, that you allow other people's energy in your life, world, and affairs, because we have a free will choice. And when my life started going down a road I didn't like, I had to shift my conscience. I had to shift and be the person I want to show up in my life.
Negative aspect and different vibration of life and energy.
Right. You can go pick up somebody else's energy unconsciously or consciously, because you have a conscious where you make your choices. Your subconscious is everything that ever happened to you in life. It's like a file, a memory bank. And you can go pick something up. And then you have the super conscious. That's divine mind and wisdom and intelligence. So when you thinking, you should make choices from to go to the higher conscious, or you can go to the low frequency. So I always say from 1 to 10, which you are you going to be today? Now, when you're vibrating at 1, 2, or 3, that's very low. That's bringing anything into your experience. Lack, limitation, poverty. It's like I got to change some things in my life. So what I do is the caterpillar turning into that beautiful butterfly. You want to start evolving. So you're going to have to change your circle of your life choices. Or you can have pain bodies suffer. Or you can just allow the divine wisdom and the divine intelligence within you to come forth. And that's, you have a mind, use it. So you have to do some studying, praying, meditation. You're going to have to sometimes be alone, seek alone, to get the positive results you want. And you're really going to have to change some ways of old habits. Or you can get stuck like Saul's wife, when she turns into the pillar of salt. That's like in metaphysics, you're getting stuck back in old ways. Or you can evolve and grow and learn and be the best you can be, whatever it is. I'm not saying things not going to show up, because life every day is a challenge. But the more you be around good things, change your thoughts, because what happens, you live in your mind anyway. A thought become a thing, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he becomes. So when you think certain things, you got to replace anything negative to something positive. It could be looking at something beautiful. Go look at a tree. Watch a bird. That will change the way you're feeling. You got to change things in a different way.
So that leads into my follow-up question for you. I know there's a consciousness of being healthy and living healthy, but where do you feel like most of us are programmed, or where do you feel like society wants to put us a lot of the time?
Okay, is a universal collective consciousness, and this is how I think. Other people might not think like I think. Say we all say we catching the flu. And somebody say, well, I think I'm catching it too. Then the next person. Collectively, to me, they all putting it out to the universe. We all want the flu. Because collectively, as you think in your heart, so you become. So as we think a certain way, we become. Because we have a free will choice. But if when I wake up, I say prosperity, I am. So the word I put in front of that I am, I become. But it takes work to do the work. Like I'll wake up and be like, it's a good day, I am. You know what I mean? You put the word before the I am. So when I wake up, I'll be like, money, I am. And then prosperity, I am. Health, I am. So what I'm putting out there, I am willing to become. Circulate things to come back to the good in my life, what I want to experience. Now, everybody not going to do that, because that old man nature of thinking and them habits, that subconscious waiting for us to default. That's why I always say the past is the trail left behind. I can go dig up some stuff, but then when you're going through the emotion of it, you ain't going to like it, because it's painful. Some things good, but some things painful. And I don't want to go back to the past. I want to keep getting stuck and getting the same experiences. It's not a good feeling.
In that, like, I was watching this this monk. He was talking about self-affirmations. Like, he would repeat, you know, the beads they have on their hands sometimes, and they scroll through them on their fingers, and they count. And they say the same thing, like, 8 to 10 times at once in order to get themselves prepared to mentally become that, what do you call it, transcendent, right? And if they don't transcend, then it kind of takes away from them as a person, you know, like they're not focused. So what's your input on that?
Prayer and meditation, because you cannot have what you're not willing to become. And what they do, they learn to meditate and they learn to quiet the mind and quiet the chatterbox and quiet the thoughts. But that's a practice you do daily. Like when I wake up, like I like to wake up between 4 or 5 in the morning when the world was kind of quiet. So that's giving my time to commune with my higher self. And then you surrender to a power greater than yourself. That's that creative force within you. You surrendering to things that no longer serve you. So practicing a silence is through meditation. So what they do, they use affirmations and denials. So the more affirmations you put into your mind, that's what you become. Like, think the word peace and love and happiness and joy and prosperity and substance and abundance. Those words, I'm not thinking about other stuff. So that's why you have to change what you speak, because once we speak it, and once you become so powerful, you want to vibrate on high states of consciousness. You want to be aware of what are you thinking about, who are you around, and don't allow other people to rent space in your head, your thoughts, your life, world, and affairs. It's up to us to be who we want to be. No matter what's going on, you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of it. And I'm an observer. I'm watchful. I'm vigilant. I watch what's going on around me. And most people think from the intellectual part of them because that's all they know. And it's okay if that's where they want to be at. I choose to be around higher stuff. If I want more and there's a spiritual journey, and I ain't talking about in the material world, I'm talking about better health, eat right, exercise, pray, meditate, go around people that's doing the things you want to do, you know, stay focused, get a journal. I write in my journal every day.
So let me ask you this. I remember when we chatted the first time back in May that, you know, you were looking at facing a lot of different things in your life, and you worked for the government, and then you left that position to become an entrepreneur. How do you feel that journey helped mold your belief system and your faith?
I took a leap of faith because at the beginning, it was fearful to give up a job for 30 years, right? But if I would have stayed, I wouldn't have became an author. I wasn't a model. I would have just been, oh, okay, this is all I'm going to do is go to work and this is my daily life. But see, it's more to me than just per existing in this physical body. I have a story to share to the world. And, you know, like in the hermit part, what you hear, taste, touch, see, or smell, don't think I was being talked out of. You're going to quit your job and you're not old enough to get Social Security. If I would have listened to everybody else's chatter in my head and allow fear to stop me, I wouldn't have accomplished a lot of things I've done, you know? So I was like, okay, it's time to close this chapter in my life. It's no longer serving me. It served its purpose. I did what I can do for it. It's time to move on. That's when you take that leap of faith and you go like, okay, God. And I went for the dream because I was already an entrepreneur. But to do more than to be able to travel and be free, I had to be free from somebody else's journey. That the world dictates this is how it's going to be, or you should work until you get Social Security, and then you just, but it's more to life than that. To experience a lot of good things.
But like, let me ask you this, not even on some critical things. Why do we still get advertised, hey, you need benefits, a pension, you need to work 40 years for some company and be stable? Why is that accepted nowadays? Because it's a lot of things that's not guaranteed. You could get fired in between that 40 years and lose all your pension, right?
Because fear. People, that's all they been. People can only go as far as they've been led and taught. And then it's a way of controlling people. They make them think like that. That's what society dictates. But if I would have been so fearful, you know, I've been sitting at my job and I would have had, well, oh my God, 35 years just sitting there, letting time go by until I don't be in this physical body no more, be miserable and sick. And then you start being angry, frustrated when something you're really tired of, you have to put a prayer and say, okay, God, that's when you start living by faith. Perceiving power. I'm assured, God, you're going to do this for me. I'm certain you're going to take care of me. You start building that spiritual relationship with you and your heavenly source, you know, that goes by various names. But you have to believe in yourself when you're going through these things. Because I done had some setbacks and be like, okay, I don't stop this job. Now I'm down to one income. But because of my faith in God, he said, I am your source. Be still. And know that I am God. Surrender to a power greater than yourself. I will never leave you or forsake you. So I had to shift in conscience. I had to shift the way I was thinking, who I was being. And now when you start being alert and alertness, and I invest in myself, I take classes. I've started investing in me. And there is a good life on the other side. But you got to tap into it.
What do you feel like a lot of people need to be successful entrepreneurs? Do you feel like it's their connections? They need an education. They need the willingness, or they need to just feel like they have the best idea?
They need to make a decision what it is they want to do. The desire is in their heart. Take care of their details, research. And the deliverance is going to come from a higher source from within you. See, it's dimensions waiting for us to tap into us. It's way past human comprehension. I don't know if you ever heard, like, I study science of the mind, metaphysics, past what I've been taught as an apostolic church goer. I've been
on psycho-cybernetics. The study of how humans interact with each other. Successful like psychology is, and understanding how one can be in a space and take themselves from being destitute to projecting confidence and success. And it's by I actually gotta get you that author before we finish out of this one, but go ahead, let me hear about what you studied and how that has impacted you.
I open my heart up to more. It'd be something tapping on your heart, which is your mind. Something tapping and say there's more to you than this pure existence. Because you can, like, you'll know when I was a child, I knew I was different. I can be in a crowd but stand out. Because many are called but few are chosen. You will know that it's something unique about you. Everybody don't have these gifts and talents that you have. Everybody is their own unique individual. Everybody have their own mind. Everybody can make their choices, and we have a free will choice. But when I was younger, I knew something was different about me. Always stood out. I just knew, you know, I watched my grandfather. He was like the apple in my eyesight. Now it's like something different about granddaddy. He was a preacher. I never seen him do wrong. And that's like, I want to be like him. But back then, spirit was pulling me then because it knew that I knew something was different about the way I thought. I didn't like to be around a whole bunch of people. I'm an observer. I always spent a lot of time alone. I love nature. I like things that I'm spontaneous. I'll do something like, I'll be like, I'm going to do this today. And I'll go sit in the grass, take my blanket, get my podcast. I just was always different.
It's called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz.
Oh, Maxwell.
Yeah, that one. Right.
And so, he got a book, Maxwell Thinking for Change, the Maxwell series.
Yes.
Think alike. See, that day I met you, I attracted you to my experience. Because great minds think alike and is a universal law. Remember that day when I was out working? And the thing about it, because the divine mind was pulling us to do this podcast later on down the road. And we thought it was supposed to be done when we met, but this is the time right now. And through all this pandemic and stuff, I'm still living. I even lost my mom through this whole process and it still had to stay strong. It's been a year, but I'm still going.
You brought up something I wanted to ask you. Are you familiar with how those are impacting you and your life?
Yes, there is a divine mind inside of you. Is past human comprehension. It's a great universe, galaxies, dimensions. You can sometimes meditate where you won't even feel this physical body no more. You can go so high in consciousness and have to come down off that high. And it's like, wow. You know, sometimes the more you do the work, you become this awareness in you, that divine intelligence, it start pulling you to other dimensions. It knows you're ready for it, but you got to do the work. It's work involved. But the more you do it, the better your life become. So when revelation, something gonna be revealed to you, the realization is happening, then you manifest things on a different level depending where you are in your conscious state of being. That's why I love to laugh. I like to have fun and I'm still me, but to not get certain experiences, when they do happen, I recognize that and I can handle it better. But when you stand at five senses, what you hearing in the media, tasting, touching, smelling, lack, limitation, poverty, and you start letting the world dictate your life, written space in your head, the chatterbox going, and everybody panicking, and this is how it's going to be, and we're going to do this, and I'll be like, rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. So I rebuke people, even when I'm around certain, I hear them, but I don't hear them because I'm not going to allow that their energy and power to take over my life because I know better. It's a divine intelligence. When you surrender to a power greater than yourself, the creative force within you, you can manifest the best life you can, or you can go back to default and get stuck like ball wife the pillow salt and get stuck.
About that. Like I caught myself in a cycle doing the same thing over and over until you complete that cycle. And I kind of feel that happens with people in relationships. It happens with people in their money. It happens even in music. Like I had writer's block for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I could not write. I could sit here and freestyle left and right, but it wouldn't come to pen and paper.
And it's like crazy. Yeah, I'm working on my prayer and poem book. I done wrote about, I guess, the first 30-something pages. Then I put it down. It should have been out this year, but I guess it's in divine wisdom time, not mine. But you know, because what happens, like I said, we want to go peep over there and say, let's go see what they're doing over there. And once we go back to default, we feel it most because we know better. But we just got to, like that old man nature, be like that habit, be like, I want to go see what they're doing
over
there.
That's the thing. And that's the thing I'd be asking people, like, are you doing stuff because generationally
somebody else is doing it, like you having kids at a certain age because your parents had somebody at a certain age, or you having, you know, living your life the same way your parents were living without consciously knowing it, or acting out something that somebody else put in your head. You know, like a lot of people don't question their actions or their motives at all.
Most of it is habitual habits from what we've been taught. Yeah. That's why it's because you've been in this hermit so long. Some of us can't go far as we've been taught. So because, like, say when I first started learning advanced metaphysics, I was brought up in apostolic church, holiness. You can't wear earrings, you can't wear lipstick, you better not have no shirt. You know what I mean? But I knew it was something more to me. And I'm like, you know, as I got older, I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna be living like this, Ma. That's what you wanna do. So when I get a certain age, I can leave and live my life freely, because I knew it was something else bigger. So it will call you. It knows that you know. That's the thing about it. You can run from it, ignore it, act like it, you know, let your strength lie dormant, ignore your divinity. But that thing will keep tapping at your heart, your mind. And every time you go peeping over there, it knows that you know. Or you can get the consequences and then come back FedEx Express prompt delivered right at you. You ain't gonna like it.
Do you feel people make mistakes in life, or do we just make choices unconsciously or subconsciously?
I would say that subconsciously, when you go to sleep, the conscious mind is sleep, but that subconscious working 24/7. So yeah, I believe we make mistakes in life, because sometimes you got to get the lesson and the blessing, because you know some things we do make a mistake. Be like, you ever did something like, oh, your first mind told you not to do it, but you did it anyway. Then you made this big mistake, be like, oh my God, I gotta fix this. But that thing, right. I'm in this class called Awakening Imagination, and the book is by Neville. And you got to work on forgiveness. That's why I say the journal. You don't even know when you haven't forgave somebody. Like, say when you were younger, it's somebody you went to school with you didn't like. And this is an example my teacher gave. He said, say I was in high school and you called somebody like, I don't like the helper. Now, 25 years later, when you see that person, you be like, that go to hell for right there. Why is you calling that person a hell for 25, 30 years later? Because you're still holding on that thought from high school and you went back to get it from your memory bank. It's deep with this stuff.
I'm sure you're familiar with the iceberg terminology, like the only 20% of the iceberg is at the top. The rest of it is beneath. Do you feel like the mind works that way too? Do you feel like we can program our mind to relearn or unlearn things?
Like yes, that? You can. Yes. And that's when it comes through the prayer, the meditation. But you have to be willing to open up to different possibilities. You have to be willing to try something different. Like, say you do stuff the same old way, no, it's this way. You know, like, say, even with work, new software come in, you got to learn a new program. When you're stuck in them old ways, you're like, why we got to do this? But if you never try it or shift, then you're going to still live out them same ways. You're going to still get the same results. It's because you won't be willing to just try something different. All right, me, I love to eat cake, right?
Right.
So since I start this part-time job, right, it's even one you eat before you go to work because you don't get a lunch break.
Uh-huh.
Or when I work from like 8:30 to 12, you better eat breakfast because ain't no sitting at this. This is small corporate world. Then God forgive me, my state job where I can play and do anything I want. You know, go over the market 10 times a day, nobody gonna say that. This, I had to shift. So it's not like you can sit here and I'm not going to do this. No, that's where I had to surrender. Okay, God, this corporate world, this is not like, you know, my state job and all that other stuff I was doing freely, whatever I wanted to do. So inside of me, I shift. I allow spirit to direct my path. it's so powerful because this mind, you live in your mind. You live in your thoughts. You live in your mind.
You do. It's a matter.
You live in our mind. Just think about it. You live in your mind. Every decision you make, it starts up in the mind. So we really living in our mind. That's why you got change after a while. When you get tired of stuff, you get tired.
Right. And a lot of our reality and experiences is based on what we've been through and what we're willing to go through. And I always ask people, if you've never traveled beyond, you know, 5-10 miles outside of your city, like, what makes you think that way? You know, what's your perspective? Perspective is tied within where they know. They really don't know.
Yeah, let me show you how that happened to me. I always like to travel doing different things, and I would go in a group. But once we got to this other state, I would leave the group because I, like, you know. And then one day I hired this coach because I always invested in life coach. I said, well, I want to go down to Atlanta. I want to do, it's this free workshop down there, and I got to get on a plane by myself. She said, sweetie, you are a model for the world, not a model running the runway, but you're going to have to book that flight and go by yourself. Break that fear, and once you break that fear, you can do anything you want. So I had booked this flight. One day I said, okay, God, I want a free workshop in Atlanta. I kid you not. I was checking some emails that said millionaire workshop like 3 days later in Atlanta. But this was the universe because I was calling that stuff to me. And I was telling my coach, she said, all right, so what's the holdup? Go book your flight. I say, for real, by myself? She said, everybody can't go where you're going. You can't go where everybody's going. And that's the only way you're going to break a fear of flying by yourself. So I booked a hotel. And a friend of mine was living in Atlanta, so I told her I was coming down, and she said, good, great, we'll hang out after you get out your workshop. You know, I went down to Atlanta, and one time I drove down there in 2015, and then I had to fly by myself because I had a radio show down there. Next thing you know, I went for 6 months straight. I was living this extraordinary life down there and up here at the same time, back and forth. And that's when I said, oh, you can have what you want. Once I tapped into my divine wisdom. Now, when I caught a flight to you and met some my smooches, Kirby girl in the Vegas, and I flew to Dallas, Texas by myself, it's things I was willing to do, me, God, spirit, and be led and break some fears and do the thing. Because fear will stop you if you let it, because a little hole like that will grow that big if you allow it to. And then after you look at your life, right, and you look at people, and you be like, you know what? I choose not to live like that anymore. It's my choice.
So in addition to that, what your book talks about is what is going on with people and yourself and your journey. Can you explain that for a new reader to be able to grasp the context that you bring and your way of storytelling? Because I may say it some way, you may say it different.
Like my book, Willing My Way Back to Health by Faith, I was willing to surrender to a power greater than myself. That's God, Jehovah, whatever your higher spiritual self is. I was willing to surrender to the bigger part of me. And on that journey, some things had to happen so I can get those a life experience to show people I lived through a tumor when they said I was going to die. And I was like, no, spirit, I got the work to do. I overcame that. But it was my faith in God. I was certain God was going to heal me. He said, Bob, I wish above all things you prosper and be in the best of health. I had to give him his word back, but I had to believe it from within. Then this other thing, but most of the time you get stressed out, dis-ease come in the body, distress, all types of things gonna show up. That's why you gotta spend some peaceful time, you and spirit. So, you know, I was willing to become an entrepreneur. One day I sat at my desk, I kid you not, years ago, I need some extra money. I started making gift bags. Next thing you know, I was selling them at my desk. Next thing you know, I became the gift lady, selling it. Then I took it a little further, I started selling handbags. I started selling Mary Kay. I was a hustler, and I was like, wow. Next thing you know, I went and got me a little pamper and accessory stop shop. I went to open up a little store. I was like, that's when that entrepreneur in me started coming out. And then, of course, you get tired, you get lazy, you start procrastinating. After you make a certain amount of money, you don't feel like doing it. You put that project down. Then you bounce over here. You bounce and waste so much money going to trying to fit in something you don't even fit in with other people's journeys, life journeys. And after a while, you be like, you know what, God, that ain't my journey. That's their journey. So that's what I learned. I learned some things the hard way. I ain't lying. How many
things? Sorry about that. My bad.
It's fine. You good. I know. Look, I know how to work the little computer now to put it back.
You know, when you connect to a Wi-Fi spot, it ends up connecting your device or something. That's what just happened. So let me ask you this. This will lead into the closing statement real quick. So what do you feel like a lot of us have been told to do from our automatic programming? Like, you wake up, you go to school, you start living successfully. What do you feel like we're missing in this society, as African Americans, as minorities, or even as business people?
Well, you know, when you younger, like they say, go to school, go to college, get a job, and whatever. All right, when I was younger, people had expectations of us, and that's not what I wanted. I went to college one semester. It was okay, but I didn't like it. You know, just came out of high school. I wanted to work. I wanted some money. I wanted to get out of my mother's house. You know, it was different things I wanted to do. Yeah, that's the norm which you've been taught. But I notice a lot of people that went to school, the educational part of it is great, but most of them not even working in that field. And then you come out in all this debt and stuff that's like true. That. We was taught and programmed. This is what you do. You go to school, you graduate, you go to college. Back in when I went, you know, those grants and stuff for free. But now these young people coming out with $100,000 debt before they even get the job that's going to only pay them $35,000, $40,000, if that much. And the paper is great, but my degree is in my life. A degree is in life. So whatever I choose to be, become, I just study my focus and I live my life for me, not for somebody else. You can dictate anything you want, because we was taught that, we ran with it. But when the survival mode come right now, and I love young people, you know, I pray for them, and I used to teach vision boards. I'd make me a vision board when I want to manifest something too, because I like to look at the pictures. Then I go do the action work. Then I take the action steps to do what I got to do to take care of my life, because it's my life, my journey, my experience. And O is overcoming something. E is the event that happened. You can't go back and change it. But R, how I respond to things today. So the way right now with the pandemic and everything, a lot of people living in fear and stuff like that. But it's a collective conscious. It's real. You know, you practice the safe, the social distance, mask up, do what you got to do to protect yourself. But so many people living in fear, they don't listen. So the collective consciousness, that's why the number's going up. The collective conscious of people, we're not going to wear the mask. We're not going to do this. We're not. So then you see the numbers going up. But when we was collectively listening, our numbers in Maryland went down. So it was a shift.
So do you feel like, I don't want to say, because I'm actually feeling like I'm in that category of people that went to school a degree they're not using. However, what I have learned from that field is the networking piece. And I don't think you can get that from high school. Maybe if it's built in you and you out there hustling, you in the streets, but like a lot of people don't get to network with other professionals or build a network of whatever design, business, or even like me, music. I actually got most of my design experience, not even from my teachers, because they didn't even teach us the technology. You feel me? So I had to sit there and look at like, what are they not giving me
And why am I paying them, I don't know, mm-hmm. a full 40 to 50, 60, some even were making $100,000 a year just showing up, or they have their own business and then this teaching thing for them.
And you become a part of their journey and they get richer and you study investing in them. And like when I started out, I would say five, almost 6 years ago, becoming an author. I didn't know it. I was in a collaboration book with somebody. I didn't know I was going to be my own, have my own book. But what happened, I invested in a life coach, a modeling coach, whatever I wanted, I invest in. I had a PR. And after a while, the same thing they were doing for me, I started doing it on my own. I started networking. And you start going around on people. And then once you start raising that conscious, the book gonna fall out. The people you supposed to be around gonna fall out. You just and break you know, the fear and know, do I it any I damn way.
I wasn't aware of that as a young college student that, you know, you can build your own community. You know, you right. can build your own success. You don't have to stand on your parents, on somebody else, like a teacher. Because some people just there for themselves. At the end of the day, they just looking at you like a publicity stunt for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're not useful to them, they cut you out.
Or throw you in the truck in the gutter with the rest of the trash.
Right. And I've
throw
been
you down
there
the seal hole with the dirty water. I know I've been there too. Then shared stuff with people. They done took my stuff and now they done blew up and I'm like, I'm still here. So I had to create WTB. That's wisdom, trust, and belief. That's my, yeah. I had to build my initials and build my own brand for me. So that's what I had to do. And the word willing, that's, you know what I mean? I had to like, okay, I got to build me up. I done did all this for all these people. And like, you know, they take your ass and throw you in the trash with the gutter.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Then you be hurt. But that was a choice I made. But then God say, be still and know I'm God. Creating me a clean heart. A clean heart is a clean belief system. Yeah. So I had to be cleaned out, transform, renew your mind. That's being transformed like the caterpillar to the beautiful butterfly. Evolve and learn, grow, serve others, but do it in a loving, kind way, because love is a deep affection for something or someone. You have to love yourself through the pain, through the disappointments, the rejection, you know, recognize it's happening, but go forth through the fear and break it anyway. Like they say, just do it anyway.
So do you feel like your message is something people can give to each other 24/7, 365.
You gotta do the work 24/7, and I'm a true living demonstration. I'm 58 years old, still mauling, living my dream.
You don't look your age.
Because guess what? I said, God, I want to look youthful looking for the rest of my life on this physical plane. I exercise, I eat right. And you know what? I done got to a point now, if it ain't working for me, I know how to say no real fast. And don't feel guilty. Don't feel ashamed. Somebody say you let do that. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Maybe they was like, you know topic. That word, no.
Yeah, maybe that's another topic. But do you feel like women don't do that as much, or is not independent? Or
it's not even women. It's men too. It's everybody. They think if they don't tell, if they like, some people feel bad or guilty. I'd be like, no. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. A lot of people know. I'll be like, no, I'm not doing that. My word became no. I'd be like, you say no so damn much, you get on my damn nerves. She not, or some people say, oh, she's not going to do that, because I learned to say no without feeling guilty or feeling bad. What profit for me out of this? No, I'm not doing that. So that's when I started like, you know what? I love my life. I like being peaceful and quiet. I don't need all that chaos in my life no more. I done that. You know, I done had two bad experiences, two murders that didn't work. God bless them on their journey. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Even with friends, sometimes your circle gonna change. Just because we was friends from a certain age, that don't mean you're supposed to be a part of my experience now. Because some people still carry the same hurt and baggage When I was 11, they 56 years old.
I be saying that that's the friend tax. You got to pay your taxes every year. Like, just because you and me was great friends in college, doesn't mean you're going to carry on and carry on. Like, you ain't paying nothing to the relationship. Now, that's a form of currency, you know, but at the same time,
put a prayer behind stuff and end it. Like, you write a sentence.
People don't grow with you. And you want them to grow. You want them to be in your life.
You can't make them. That's their free will choice. And you will leave them. And then they be like, they think they all that. They think that. No. When I was a child, right, I wanted to go to Hollywood. So The Wizard of Oz is my favorite story. So when I was like 10 years old, I would put all these clothes in this brown paper bag. And back then, you wasn't probably born. We would have Michael Jackson had on a cereal box, this little 45. You can cut it out and play it on a 45 record. And I would be clicking my heels in the room. I'm going to Hollywood, but look at the things I'm doing now that's leading me to that success. I've been on TV, radio interviews, and several magazines with my story. And then I became a makeup artist, traveling, doing different things. So I met people on the journey. Celebrities say your success right in your hand, but you got to do the work. And only why I'm here right now is because of this pandemic. I had 5 suitcases packed when I came from Vegas. I was going to California. And I was like, somebody said, you really leaving? I said, I'll be back. I said, when I get back, you damn right. Because I was going to take some acting classes because I took a through here. And the guy from the Half and a Half Nots, he from Baltimore, he was giving me these acting classes in California. So I had my stuff packed because I was on my way to go. I was going to take what I could take on the plane and then send the other 2 suitcases. I already knew I was going to Agape International Spiritual Retreat Center. That was where I was going to fellowship. Yeah. I had the money saved. I was just going to go and live by faith. And you would have looked up and say, she's on BET, you know. But that's the mindset. When I was down in Atlanta, that's why I have a coach in Atlanta. My teacher I'm studying now is in Christ Universal Temple, is in Chicago. See, I network. That's why now we learned about Zoom, virtual learning. Now we know we can be bigger and still be here. But physically, when this stuff is gone to the sea of nothingness, I'm still going to where I am. That's why I say, God, I got to keep up my youthful look. So, you know,
be healthy. Feel like people are ready for it?
What, people?
History. Yeah.
Who, a lot of people?
Yeah. Do you feel like they were ready?
Because they already set in their mind. Some people scared to go outside. The mindset. You know, met me when I was Ubering and through the pandemic. I was like, I still had to live.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going golfing. I'm going this place. You know, I'm doing this. Or I was actually going to the coffee people and networking with them. And I didn't even realize it would pan out to having private investors. You know, a private label. A whole bunch more. People want more. And now I'm starting to see, you know, it took a pandemic for people to
get better,
to get stronger, to get sharper. And I'm like, damn, what was I doing living in that other consciousness, in that other
just imagine now we can do virtual and Zooms like we're doing and have this and people watching us live stream, YouTube channels, whereas though now technology have got so big, you can make money while you sitting in your living room doing certain things. And ain't got going to the, whereas I'm flying all over. I was like, wow, but look what technology. That's why I say sometimes the pandemic, it happened for a reason.
Yeah.
But now the shift in consciousness, the shift in the world. And I hate to even say this, even with the shift in the president electoral, whatever.
Yeah.
People seem much happier when I went outside this weekend than they were angry for the last 4 years. But a lot of people shifting their consciousness. They got out and voted. You know, we can be attacked in life, but we don't have to be defeated.
That's crazy, though. That's crazy, though. Because think about it, right? So it took people getting unified. I'm not saying Black Lives Matter march or any Million Man March or any women marching for voting didn't matter. But it took those things for people to get unified. Mm-hmm. Before that, we didn't even know how to unify the black dollar, to unify, oh, defund the police. Oh, these people are not, you know, giving us business, so why are we supporting them? Like, I always challenge other people, and I'm going to ask you this question. Do you feel like these main corporations are really contributing back to the community? Or are they just taking and profiting and running away with it?
Well, some may be and some don't. Just look at the way it is. You can see it, I mean, with your eyes and hear. Some people, they be saying, we're going to build all this stuff to do this. Do you see it happening? Some of it is, but some people like...
To be honest, I think that Travis...
Sometimes they do.
Hamburger Mill with that McDonald thing, that was just a ploy not to say sorry to the black people for giving them all that junk food at McDonald's. I really think that.
I'm saying. It's anybody gonna make a buck, they gonna try to sell you on anything to get what they want, you know. And if we fall into the traps, because like I said, I used to be in all kinds of running over here to join this group, join that. I wasted so much damn money doing things that I was like, and now I'll be like, all that wasted time, energy, I could have been further, but I was trying to fit in where I didn't belong. And one day I sat down and I cried and I was tired and I threw in the towel. I'm just going to go to work and do this. But I was like, you know what? I got a gift and a talent to give to the world by speaking my truth, because the truth stands for itself. There's wisdom, divine intelligence in all of us. You have a mind, use it. Use that power God gave you or spirit gave you, you know. Like I said, it's up to the individual. That's why we have a free will choice to live, move, and have our being and whatever we want.
Don't mind me on the background.
We study going. I really like this. You know, this was our time to do this because we've been trying to hook this.
and see, the thing is like your message is universal for a lot of people.
Because I'm a universal person.
and for me to sit here and say, you know, I have all the answers, that's not true.
We still learn. I don't have everything. I'm still learning. I'm learning something new every day.
Pull this. Yeah, and to add to your message, I'm actually planning on coming out with something for a health book, whereby we can discuss what topics are really hurting our community. For example, inflammation, I'll give you that. All of our foods nowadays, we're not getting diabetes because of the salt in our food. We're getting all these diseases because of inflammation being caused by all the food we eat that's processed. It's not necessarily unnatural, but it's not it's not helpful when you're not an active participant in your food.
True. And you know? When I went down Atlanta, I took this class and the man was saying like growing stuff from the earth and eating it like that was more healthier than, like you said, with the processed food. And you know, he made sense the way he said it. That's why if you notice a lot of people started gardening and growing their own tomatoes and stuff coming from the earth.
You know, I'm actually better. I'm from that. In Kenya where I live, we grew up, my dad actually, he grew up on a farm. And he brought us over there, you know, like to get our own meat. You got to kill the chicken. You got to run and kill chicken. How many people actually even know chicken has feathers and you got to pluck them? They don't even know that. Or how to actually, you know, cut up a chicken.
Ow.
All that. And then even more, how to even plant seeds and grow something that you can eat within 2 to 3 months, like tomatoes, for example.
A lot of people gardening. Like when we was little, we was in school, right? You take that little cup of dirt and we put watermelon seeds and then stuff start growing. But people are actually doing these things in their garden. And then when I used to take metaphysics, advanced metaphysics, right? They had told us, they gave us these seeds to plant in the dirt in a little cup, right? And this was to see how far your conscience was going to grow. Now, where you were still in lack and limitation, and then take your little cup and put it in the window. That's where you go. If your plant wasn't growing, that means some stuff you're still working out in your soul growth. So at one point when I was stressed out, I was bringing dis-ease into my mind, my body, and my... Yeah. And that's when the health challenges came.
Can you explain that more? Dis-ease? After you finish this point.
Ben, dis-ease is discomfort with something I don't want to experience ever again. Like entering into a relationship that you know it served its purpose, but you stay in it anyway. I entered into two marriages when I was younger. Grandfather at 23. Why the hell was I getting married at 23? Because he was a preacher. They kind of say, don't shack up, do this. And you know darn well, you were like, I like him, but okay, I'm going to do this. But you know, the other part of you still want to run the street. Then I did it again at 36. Entering two things that you're doing it for somebody else, not for yourself. So what happens? It turned out terrible. Yeah. It was like Nightmare on Elm Street. When you first meet somebody, it's like Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You got all the puppy dog smiles.
And then the Halloween came around so fast, the damn monsters came out the person. So that's what I'm saying. Entering two things, because some stuff we get pushed into. And even with people, I learned how to say no. H no, sometimes F no, God forgive me, but you be like, you know what, I'm not doing that. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So I learned the word no. Some people say, I can't stand that you know that word no. And my mother used to tell me, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it. When I was down in Atlanta, the last time I was down there, and I was calling my mother, you know, and I was crying. She said, what are you down there crying for? I said, because I don't want to come back. She said, well, you ain't got to come back. What the hell you got to come back here for? You don't got no children. You can do what the hell you want. But I was down there. I'm down there living happy. What the hell I'm calling her crying? I said, Ma, I don't want to come back home. She said, you don't got to come back here. And I was like, you right. What the hell I'm worth? But, you know, I had my pity party. And I was like, get yourself together. You got to do this damn radio show tomorrow. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's that default. And conscious, that ego start, that subconscious say, what you gonna do, just leave everything? But that's when I had to shift and really realize I can do what the hell I want. It's my life. I live my life. Nobody run my life but me and God.
And you notice sometimes people make a decision, but they don't make that shift in their mind. And the decision, even though it's a successful, effective decision, it doesn't work. Their mind is still in that fear paradigm, like they still waiting to see proof of results before they actually act.
And you gotta do the action work. You gotta do the action. Ain't a damn thing gonna happen unless you do the action, you know. With being around certain people, I like, hell no, I ain't gonna. Just because, you know, I got some habits I'm still breaking. But you know how you see somebody, you be like, I done dated them or seen, they look good right now. But that old man nature, I remember Freddy Krueger came out of Nightmare on Elm Street. So I'm like, nah, I don't want to turn to the pillar of salt. It's like salt wipe and get stuck. So I better keep my ass forward. That's because, you know, people change. We have to be willing, but some things I ain't willing to find out.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care. I don't give a, you know, I'm just not willing to take that path backwards.
So what happened to that plant?
Oh, my plant. I was okay, let me tell you what happened to my plant. I noticed I was stressed the hell out. So I kept saying, why my plant not? It wasn't getting bigger. It wasn't growing. because I wasn't growing. I kept wanting to do these same old things, and I got the same experience through the plant. Now I got this plant in my window. When I go talk to it, I can see it come alive. That I had it for, 20 years. When I was with the state, this lady gave me a piece. I still have that one little vine. When I go in the window and talk to it, I can see the love I'm sharing from. Because nature, like I live across the street from deers. I see them, they see me. So one day, two of them was in my yard at my basement window. I told them, get out my yard. One of them looked at me like I ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not feeding y'all. But nature is beautiful. But eventually, because I was so stressed out, the plant wasn't growing. So I took it, you know what I did, threw it in the trash. When I got all the results of whatever I was out there seeking, I got the pain body showed up and some more stuff. But at this point in my life right now, I made a decision. Me and a prayer partner prayed for when the pandemic started, I was in this class. We prayed for 30 days, and then we did 30 more. We manifested everything. That's why I say journal. Get a journal, write your thoughts down, look at your life. I make a vision board when I want to manifest something. Go around the people that's going strong, or you're going to keep getting the same experience until you get the lesson or get tired. And after a while, you get tired. I love my life, even through this pandemic. I still do things, practice social distance. I might couldn't go on a cruise, but I damn sure went down Canton and went on a boat ride, man, from friends. We sailed for 3 hours, five of us. We had a good time. But the mindset, we were still on a cruise in Baltimore City.
How was that for y'all? How was that for y'all?
It was wonderful. It was just five of us and the captain with three decks, and we were sailing for 3 hours, and it was a beautiful experience. But I'm still doing things. You know, you can social distance, go have a picnic. You just do things and stay safe, but you be with the group you with. But we all be of like-mindedness, supporting one another, and because we're in the same mindset.
So one more thing for you. You did give me a list of your 12. Let me pull it up for the crowd.
Your 12 spiritual powers.
Yes, and bringing good into your life. Do you feel like people allow themselves to have good things?
When you allow it, because we can allow anything.
Understanding they need to allow themselves to allow things in their life to be good, for things to go that way. Do you feel like people do that enough?
I would say it could be balanced or unbalanced because... Mm-hmm. You, like I said, I'm willing to change when I, you know, I understand who I am spiritually. You know, yeah. I have faith. I'm certain God's going to do this for me, even when it don't look like it in the outer world. Yeah. It's my inward world that matters. Yeah. I imagine how I want my life to be. So then God gave me a class with the book Neville, Awakening Imagination. I'm awakening what I imagine my life to be. I'm assured of it. I speak it power. That's a boldness and authority. You speaking these things forth to the universe. Love, you have to love. You have to forget. And forgiveness is to forgive the past, forgive somebody, let go. Forgive people. Learn to forgive.
I think a lot of us don't give ourselves that grace to forgive people.
They don't want to. Some people don't want to forgive your ass. They just want to keep holding on to the past. Like I said, you see somebody when you was younger, I can't stand her. Seeing 25 years later, they done changed and you still looking at them. They got that helper. I can't stand her ass. The person ain't even thinking about you. You know what I mean? Because you have to. Having forgiven them thoughts. You don't know when you forgave somebody, when you could be around them and you just be like, it doesn't even matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
it's no hidden intent at all to get something or give something to them, you know, out of pity or out of even self worth. Like some people don't even have self worth built into their character.
No. Like today when I was out, you know how you drive and then you pull up and the squeezy kids, right? And yeah. the light turned and he started washing my window. So I was getting my money out. When I pulled out like, you know, I had a 10 or 20 and some one. So I was giving him $2 instead of giving him one. He said, won't you bless me with that 10? I said, no. You know what I mean? He had to laugh himself. But sometimes you have to say no to people too and be okay. And I ain't feel guilty. Sure. But, you know, it's like eliminate negative thoughts, negative people, energy, and life produce what you want. You have strength to go on, order your mindset, the order them habits. Wisdom is inner knowing and knowledge. And like we're sharing all this information, I didn't even know you study advanced science of the mind, metaphysics, but I knew you. We draw each other from the universe to have this podcast.
Yeah, and for me, it's about getting the direct mind. Give me another trash bag. The trash bag broke. Straight up. You gotta double it. Yeah, my bad. I'm just lifting something and the trash bag broke. So with the direct mind, what I do want to conclude with, and I know you have a message that's very powerful, and we would love to have you on for another one. On season 3. For our viewers, the direct mind is trying to get people that are either, you know, creatives, authors, people in the community, you know, building mm-hmm. themselves. And I noticed one thing that really bothered me about the DMV community. It's not cohesive. We got so many creative people out here, so many ideas, so many different mindsets, so many people, but there's no collective.
Because that's why you got to go outside. I had to go outside the box. I had to go to another state to really get what I wanted. And when I was down in Atlanta, I was progressing so fast. My radio show, when I was driving in the car, my promotional, they played it while I was driving. I had to actually leave because sometimes in your own community, they won't support each other. So they ain't gonna support you. I shouldn't have to go way across stage, another state to get what I should have been had in my community. It's me, my here. And you know what else I learned about a lot of people? They don't want you to outshine them, the jealousy, the envy. It shouldn't be like that. If we all support each other, we can have what we want right here. But, you know, unfortunately, it's not like that. So, you know, when you
have
go...
Have you seen the little promotion for the, what do you call it?
You want to help us?
Yeah, I'm holding it.
Come on.
All this on our podcast.
Come on. You dropped it.
They trying to get me out here. Give
Everybody
me a sec. Give me a sec.
You gonna hold this. You gonna get what you drop.
No, I'm holding this.
You gonna get what you drop.
I'm gonna hold this for you.
No, you gonna get what you drop.
I'm gonna lift all that. Hold this.
Oh.
Hold this.
Something busted.
Hold that.
Shut up.
Give me a sec.
So
with the community, what I'm seeing now is we have all the resources. We have all the technology. We have all these people, but it's not even just that. It's like nobody wants to take the time to organize us.
No.
To offer venues. To offer.
Because it's me, myself, and I. What I'm going to get from them, I'm going to rob your ass blind until I get what I want, and I'm going to be successful. But you know the first thing people say to me, when you get big, don't forget me. I'm like, did you was there when my ass was crying, when I was trying to get this together, investing my money and taking off work, calling out. But that's the first thing they say. You know, don't forget me. I'm like, I'm going to forget your ass. That's like, you know what I mean? But in our reality, they don't know that you cried, you done prayed, you done drawn a towel, you done lost money, you done reinvested. You should have been
When I was doing my music.
Giving.
I paid for an event and I paid to perform in an event. I showed up at said event, and then they act like they didn't have my money.
Oh my God. That's why you gotta get receipts.
Yo, y'all doing business like that?
And it was, you didn't get a receipt?
No, it's not even about getting a receipt. We got in, but then they wanted somebody to pay an extra fee. So they had like a middleman thing going on. And I was like, yo, you know, I'm trying to build us here, but maybe it's just the way things have gone for the last couple of years. The community, I say the government has removed a lot of money from the community. You've seen Baltimore.
That's why it's your mindset. Like I said, yeah, Trump was in office or whatever. God bless his journey. He ain't stopped me from living because he's not God. He's not my source.
Yeah.
You know, when I say God, it's our birthright to have whatever we want spiritually, but you got to tap into it. That's when the prayer and the meditation and being in the silence. And sometimes you got to be alone on your journey. I'm okay being alone. I'm getting more done. I got more done in this pandemic than if it wasn't happening, because Lord knows sometimes the ego get bigger. People, you know, I'm this and that, but you forgot primary cause of suffering is forgetting what we already know about ourselves. So we suffer because we forget we are a human having and living in this world having a human incarnation, but it's more to the divine mindset and dimensions waiting for you to arrive to it. And that's when a shift come, and it's like, which you are you going to be today from 1 to 10? I look at my numbers. I know when I'm vibrating at a low frequency, when people with lack and limitation come in my life, it ain't enough. And or like, you know, say I'm Ubering and I get somebody in my car talking about how bad everything is, the rough side. I have to change the station to shift my conscience, or I can go back into the default. But it's up to you. Your life can be whatever you want, or you can have heaven on earth or hell on earth. Either way, it's your choice.
At the bottom of this video, I'm going to attach, you got your book on Amazon, right?
Well on My Way Back to Health by Faith is on Amazon.com. Wanda T. Brown is called Willing My Way Back to Health by Faith.
I'm going to attach a link for that. And then I'm going to attach a link to...
And on Facebook, on Wanda T. Luck, L-U-C-K, that's how most people find me. And
I'm going to attach Instagram, too. That way we can get everybody to at least follow, comment, you know, subscribe, or at least get more of this dialogue going. Because at the end of the day, even though we have money in this community, we can't just lose all these opportunities. Oh, people got to go down to Atlanta. People got to go to New York. What happened to Baltimore? You know, there's a lot of success.
They got a lot, yes, but they had to leave and go out the box to go on tour. I would have been on my damn tour right now if it wasn't for this pandemic. But you don't want to stay in a box either. You know what I mean? No, I want to meet other people to get what I want. But, you know, all the stuff that's going on, maybe I'm grateful that the shift taking place with new mayors and politicians or whatever, maybe it's and the shift even, for the battle.
That HBO series, Charm City Kings, it just came out, and it's all Baltimore with, you know, Meek Mill's here coming down to ride dirt bikes. You know, that whole community, they rebuilt a lot of the interest in the community, but I guess they consider them unsafe or dangerous.
It's the mindset, because people now be like, I today this guy I had Uber, he said he's leaving and go back, he's moving to Delaware. It's because the things that's happening here, people tired. So, you know, he had free will. If that's what he wanted to do, I don't blame him, because like I said, I would have been on a plane in California if it wasn't for this pandemic. Cause I knew I would have had more. Because right now, fear is everywhere, but thank God for Zooms. Thank God for virtual. We learned how to do things differently, you know? So it's up to us to make a shift in consciousness, to be around who and what we want, and to learn to say no, thank you, but no thank you, and be okay and don't feel guilty. You get tickled when I say that, right?
Oh.
Why are you laughing? What tickles you when no, I say no? Because
there's a lot of people that have this fear of saying no. I think it's a fear of success, mm-hmm. and also failure combined, in that, you know, they don't want to look, you know, like they don't want something, but they also want to look like everybody can accept them. And some people just got to learn how to be unacceptable, be on your own, be yourself.
And that's what I'm saying. When people tell me I can't be a part of this, and I'm fine with it, because shit, they don't know, some days I might look like all glammed up, but I don't had a goddamn quarter in my pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I went around lacking limitation, I draw it all up to me. But you know, but I had to shift. I'm like, okay, God, I know I'm supposed to be living like this, but is there times where you spent your last and then you got comfortable? Oh, I'm just going to go to work and all that damn money I invested in me, ignore it, and then I get the results of what I don't want. So I was like, oh, no, I'm not living like this. And what happened? You bring dis-ease, stress, and you just stress yourself, and you're back where you started from. Then you got started all over. Who wants to keep doing that? So after a while, you get tired of being tired. That's why I said, hell no.
So to add to what you're saying, we got to laugh at life. You got to have a sense of humor. Because how many people you meet that actually can laugh at something they went through?
I laughed my ass off all the time. I like to laugh. When I was down in Atlanta in the radio station, the lady always say, don't forget to add comedian to you, because I love to laugh. Laughter is good for the soul. You got to you got to laugh. If you don't laugh, your ass going to be crying.
Of course. And people be like, sure, man, you always positive. I'm like, at the same time, it's not about me being always positive. It's about having something to look forward to.
Yes.
And I think we can end on that. Other than that, I'm gonna make sure we attach all your links, my links too, and then we're gonna send everybody to your profile and my page. All right.
I really appreciate this interview. We finally did it. And if you know anybody else need me to speak on something, you know I'm always open, because you open to the divine wisdom and intelligence within you, and surrender to a power greater than yourself. The creative force is waiting for you to tap into the next dimension of your life. It was a pleasure meeting you. I thank God for your success, because you're doing great things, and I'm proud of you. And the way we met, it was like we attracted each other to do this, and we finally got this podcast done. So I want to thank you. And tell people what's your name so they can, that's on my Facebook Live, and about your stuff. So tell me what's the name of the.
With everything I'm doing, my name is Jared Kenua. I help run the Direct Mind podcast. If I go off my video, don't mind me, because at the same time, what I'm doing with Wanda here is we met it was a mutual coincidence. I needed a ride, you know, but I also gave her the information. You know, I'm actually starting my own brand, and the Direct Mind podcast began as the idea. I was sitting in Tennessee that, you know, I can do something, I can contribute, and I felt defeated as an artist, because I'm supposed to be in Nashville, but I'm working 90 hours a week in Knoxville, and no breaks, no vacations, no extra things to do with myself. And I just said, you know, at least I can start talking to people and engage my community that way. So again, I'm Jared. This is part of the Direct Mind. This will be available on 9 separate platforms, including Anchor, Apple Podcast on iTunes, Google, and also Spotify. If you guys use any of those, go ahead and download the episode and let us know. All right.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you guys for listening, and please subscribe, share, or donate. Even one quarter goes a long way towards the production of our podcast. Thank you.